Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Goo Goo Dolls are your artist of the day. Hey, Sam, take it down real fast because the cool part's coming up here in about 2 seconds. I don't want to pay for it. All the way down. All right, now back up. The Goo Goos. They're your artist of the day. Good afternoon, everybody.
You know, I saw them.
I've never seen the Goo Goos.
So listen to this.
I won't tell your name.
They opened for Train at Starlight this summer.
And
Goo Goo Dolls were amazing. Like, I'd seen Train so many times, but I was going to see Train. Were you there, Will?
No, but I've actually seen the Goo Goo Dolls more than any other act.
I think that's the only Train concert I've ever missed.
The first time I ever saw the Goo Goo Dolls, it was part of a show that I didn't really care that the Goo Goo Dolls were there. By the time I left, I was a believer.
Huge fan. They sound just like they sound.
Uh-huh.
That little mandolin jam right there is incredible to see live.
No, I'd call it a jam.
I do too. And I will tell you, I had forgotten how many hits they had until I was in that audience and I was like, oh.
They have come a very long way since their very early days.
Yeah. If you can catch them, catch them.
They were almost like a punk rock act when they first came out.
In fact, I think that's right.
Yeah, their first album had a song on it, and I'm not making this up, called Don't Beat My Ass with a Baseball Bat.
Well, that's good advice to give anyone.
I mean,
it really
works
in a variety of circumstances.
Yeah, it does.
I'd prefer not to have my ass beat by a baseball bat.
Sure.
I will tell you this. That song, Slide, live, it's that good.
Slide may or may not be on the list for today.
It better be. It's so good.
Yeah, I think it needs to be.
Oh, yeah.
The moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
By the way, that's a great lyric.
Yeah.
You bleed just to know you're alive. That's a great lyric.
Cool dudes, too.
What's the lead singer's name?
John Resnick.
Okay.
Or Johnny. Robbie Tackett is the bassist. He's nuts.
But the lead singer, yeah. Johnny Resnick, I'm not gay, not that there's anything wrong with that.
But you would?
He's pretty hot.
Okay.
I mean, he's a good-looking cat.
I get it.
And he looks like Keith Urban.
Yes, I can very much see the resemblance there.
Yeah. Anyway, so
we've got a lot of good stuff today.
Where do you want to start? I'll start wherever you want to start.
Well, we got a lot of choices. Let's go with that one.
Here's one. So there's a guy in Iowa. Check this out, kids. He was sentenced to life in prison.
Yep.
Then he died in prison.
Sentence served.
But he was brought back to life.
There's the rub.
He's saying, I've served my sentence. You sentenced me to life. I died, and then I was brought back to
life. This is one of the most hilarious legal arguments I've ever heard, but it's worth discussing.
An Iowa inmate claims that his life sentence is complete because he already died, but the doctors brought him back to life. An appeals court just ruled that's not exactly how it works. In 2015, Benjamin Schreiber, now 66, collapsed inside of his prison cell from septic poisoning after kidney stones caused him to, quote, urinate internally.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't either.
Apparently that's a thing.
Mm. Apparently it's a killer. He was rushed from the Iowa State Penitentiary to the hospital, where doctors revived him 5 times with adrenaline and then repaired his damaged organs. 3 years later, Schreiber sought to be freed when he argued in court that he had fulfilled his life sentence because he was momentarily dead.
So good.
A district court disagreed with that argument.
Did he come up with that, or did some attorney come up with that?
I don't know.
Is this really any different from, and we've heard this before, someone who is sentenced to be executed survives the execution and says, hey, I was sentenced to an execution. You got your execution.
That's right.
Ain't my fault you screwed it up.
That's right.
I mean, is this really any different than that?
So here's his argument. Listen to this. He was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. By the way, it was for a beating death in 1996.
Oh, with a baseball bat?
I don't know. However, Schreiber argued that he was sentenced to life in prison.
Yeah.
Not to life plus one day.
He's starting the clock over.
The district court found his argument was unpersuasive and without merit.
I'm no legal mind by any stretch, but I'd actually be inclined to give it to him.
I was going to say, I don't know that I'd be inclined to give it to him because he did murder someone, but you got to give him points for creativity.
Oh, absolutely.
For
originality?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If the sentence is life, I mean, ultimately it all boils down to exactly what the law says, but if it really is a matter of...
you think they're clarifying
life,
that as we speak?
I would imagine so. I'd have to sit there and go, look, this is the legislature's problem, not mine.
I bet he appeals.
I bet he does, too.
A lot of people are writing in who've read more about this story than I have. People are saying he had a do not resuscitate order.
Oh. Then, yeah, I definitely let him go.
He had a DNR...
That's what a lot of people on the text
and they art him?
Mm-hmm.
They art him.
Is that unusual at 66 to have a DNR? Or was the DNR because he's in prison and he's like, look, if I'm going to go, just let me go?
I'd imagine there's a mix of that.
Yeah.
He had a DNR, according to the text line. I'll look. Can you look that up if you don't mind? So this sort of changes my thinking on this. You forced him to come back to life.
Yep.
When he didn't want to come back to life.
My snap judgment on this is I'd let him go.
I say you got to let him go.
Yeah. My snap judgment, and it is just that, snap judgment is he's out.
You sentenced him to life in prison. He died. He had a DNR, if the texters are right. You brought him back to life. A life he didn't want. You got to let him go. Disagree?
No, but I'm getting results of... let me look this up. I'm getting results of other cases where inmates have sued prisons for reviving them. If you have a DNR is a DNR, and I don't care if you're in a hospital, if you're at home, if you're in an ambulance, or if you're in a prison. Those things are supposed to be binding, aren't they? But I'm guessing the prison, Scott, doesn't want to be sued for not trying all reasonable measures to save you.
And when I have a DNR, Dana, you would agree. When I have a DNR,
don't
arm me.
Not arm me.
Ever. I don't want to be arred. I want to be deed. Dead. Don't arm me when I've already agreed to be deed.
If there's anyone who can state that this guy was definitely dead... and he was resuscitated, then, yeah, I'd say he's out.
The lawsuit points out Schreiber had a do not resuscitate order.
Don't arm me, bro.
The lawsuit also alleges that Schreiber's brother was contacted over the phone when the inmate was admitted into the hospital.
Right.
The prisoner's brother instructed the hospital that Benjamin could receive medicine for pain, but they were explicitly told not to revive him if he died. Schreiber was revived, then underwent surgery to repair the damage done. Soon enough, he was healthy enough to be brought back to the pen.
I say you got to let the cat out.
Can you sue someone for not respecting the DNR? That's where we need our health professionals to weigh in. He's going to end up winning a lawsuit over that, Scott.
Amen. I said don't army, bro. 576-7798. Somebody says he probably wasn't declared dead. They had to bring him back five times with adrenaline and other measures. 576-7798. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Hey, 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 yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Okay, Sam, that's guy died.
Well, he sort of died.
Story out of Iowa here, where a death row inmate, check that, not death row inmate, a guy serving life in prison without parole, beg your pardon, for a murder, a beating death in 1996. I'm not trying to make light of his crime at all, by the way. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole at the age of 60, and he had a do not resuscitate order. At the age of 66, at the Iowa State Penitentiary, he collapsed, and there were no signs of life. Guess what they did? Five times they tried to revive him, and he was revived, resuscitated. Now this inmate, Benjamin Schreiber, is saying, you got to let me go. I died. My life was over. You brought me back to life, but my sentence was life without parole. Life ended.
You've heard before that people will tattoo the DNR on their bodies.
Mm-hmm. On their chest, usually.
Because in fairness to any medical professional that would have to deal with this, you're not automatically going to have that paperwork or those orders in front of you. When someone is coding right in front of you,
Sure. They're
going to try to resuscitate you until they have evidence suggesting otherwise. Most people don't come in with the DNR taped to their toe. And so they probably wouldn't have known, except that the brother over the phone when they called said, you can give him medicine to keep him out of pain. You cannot resuscitate him. Maybe they need the piece of paper. I don't know.
Let's go to the phones. I think it is a rich and compelling legal argument that this person is making. You sentenced me to life in prison. I died. My life ended. And then you brought me back. You Lazarus me. You brought me back to life. Tim in North Kansas City. Hello, Tim.
Hey, love you guys. Love your show. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
This guy can suck it up and complain all he wants. He's still breathing. No doctor pronounced him. And no hospital. Hospitals just aren't designed to let you go. They're designed to sustain life.
Not against your wishes.
Well, if you're not conscious, you don't have a choice.
He signed a DNR.
That's why people tattoo these things on them, because no one's going to have access to that in the moment that your heart stops.
Well, if you can give the person that he beat to death the same opportunity, he's still breathing. It's still him.
Tim, I want to be very clear. I have no sympathy for this man whatsoever. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care if he goes free or spends the rest of his life, second life in prison. The only thing I'm arguing is that this is a very interesting legal case.
I agree. My only consensus is he needs to just suck it up and serve the rest of it. Maybe it gives him a second opportunity to rethink what his previous life was.
Yeah. It's a good point. Do you know? Do you know when the DNR works, Scott?
I have fat fingers.
You know when the DNR works the best?
When it really works. Tattooed on your chest.
No, more practically than that.
No.
It works when you are already in the hospital. You are already there.
Sure, and you're dying.
You're dying. You've been sick. That's when the DNR works the way it should in that moment. I don't know how often those things are going to work. If you collapse, they whisk you away in an ambulance.
Do you want to be?
They're not going to sit around and be like, "Well, God, I wonder if this guy had a DNR."
Do you want to be ARD or DNR'd?
I want to be ARD.
Always.
How old am I?
85.
Ooh. I don't know. It depends.
So the answer is no.
Well, age 70 to 90 is a huge spectrum.
Well, if you're unsure, then you have to err on the side of R.
Right, I agree. You know people who are super healthy at age 70, and you know people who are super healthy even into their late 80s.
I'll tell you, I'm DNR right now.
Are you really?
Yeah. Come on.
Say that.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm 36. If I drop dead right here, do not try to bring me back.
Do you have that in a legal document?
Not yet.
Is it tattooed on your chest?
I'm a CPRer.
Then I'm coming in to give you mouth to mouth. I'm going to give you mouth to mouth.
You don't have to give mouth to mouth. Sam would just would just call up Staying Alive. And I'd just do my thing. Mm-hmm. Boom,
she would be pumping on your chest, and I'm going for your mouth.
You don't.
I think you just
want to
kiss
mouth.
Me. Is what that I all?
Why are you making this so weird, Parks?
Mm-hmm. Said a long time ago, you don't have to do that anymore.
I don't believe that. I'm going
to
argue.
Well, it is still advantageous to have the mouth to mouth, but you can still get benefit from chest compression.
Well, you just
alone.
Better watch yourself because I'm going to argue.
Well, I better hurry up and get the paperwork done then.
Come on, don't act like you don't know this. So, an Iowa life in prison inmate has created himself a pretty damn good argument. He had a do not resuscitate order. And he was 66 years old, and he collapsed in his prison cell and he died. And he had a DNR. And they spent 5 efforts to bring him back to life. And now this prisoner has a very creative argument that says, I died. I served my sentence. And then you brought me back to life against my wishes, set me free.
Let me change the question slightly.
Okay.
Because it's clear this guy's going back to prison, and he should, because he murdered someone.
Legally, though, he has an interesting argument.
What are the ramifications now that he is breathing and back in that cell where he had paperwork that said he didn't want to be revived? Mm-hmm. They had a brother on the phone saying, do not revive him, and they revived him. I think there's more of a civil case here where he will be successful because...
But to what end? I mean, he can't receive money.
When you are in... I don't think he can profit off of his crime.
I don't think... What are you going to do? Give him $1 million? He just sits in a cell with $1 million? I mean, you can't do that.
I don't think that just because you're in prison, it bars you from bringing a civil lawsuit.
I believe that is correct.
You can absolutely...
I think it bars you from keeping money in your cell.
You couldn't count it as cash probably in that space, but you could win. And I think it's not out of the realm of possibility that he could win there. Because the prison would have had that on file.
Then why didn't they?
It's not like he was a John Doe that was just brought into the hospital having a heart attack, mm-hmm. where you could say, well, look, we didn't know he had a DNR. Mm-hmm. The prison's going to know that you have a DNR.
Let's go to Val in Kansas City. Val, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
So, here was my scenario.
Hey, Val, do you have the radio on in the background?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm on my cell phone.
Sorry, I thought I heard some feedback. Sorry.
I hope not. My father was 82 years old and suffered a heart attack and was taken, of course, to the hospital. And they tried to do stents and weren't successful. So they were going to do a triple bypass. His arteries weren't in good enough shape. They did a double. And he had a DNR, which the hospital had. And they told me after the double bypass that the next 48 hours were the most critical. And about 46 hours into it, my dad's heart started fibrillating. And in the ICU, the surgeon opened the chest wall and hand massaged the heart to try to keep the fibrillation to stop. And he did not survive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And afterwards, when they tell me this is what they've done, I said, why? The one thing my dad didn't want was to be kept alive like that. And they said that when you're in ICU, you have to reaffirm that every so many hours, or by law, they still have to try to resuscitate you.
Every few hours?
It was either every 12 hours or every 24, and I'm sorry, it's been 11 years ago, and I don't remember exactly.
Oh.
But it was either every 12 hours or every 24 hours. I had never heard of that. And so a neighbor of my dad's was a retired ICU nurse from research, and I asked her, and she said, yes, it's always been that way. But I will tell you, I think most people don't know that.
Well, and what worries me about that is... there are worse things than death. You've heard that quote.
Oh, yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
I'm sorry about your dad.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But I guess what I'm saying is that a DNR isn't always necessarily a DNR. And my mother-in-law had Alzheimer's and had a DNR and also didn't want blood transfusions or anything to keep her alive if she had a terminal illness. And they called my husband at work one day because they had taken her from the nursing home to the hospital, and the doctor said, I need your permission to give her a couple of units of blood or she's not going to make it. And my husband's reaction is, well, no, absolutely do it.
Yeah.
So then she was moved back to the nursing home and lived another two years, in a very sad state. But they just kind of caught him unaware, and they had all this information, and they had her health care directive.
Huh.
So I think that hospitals and doctors just get sued so much that out of an abundance of caution, they do everything they can regardless.
All right. Okay. Glad to get you on the show. Dave in Bonner Springs. Dave, hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And you guys pretty much made my point. I agree. I don't really have an opinion one way or another whether the guy stays in prison or they let him go. I think it's an interesting legal argument, but That's not for me. You know, I'm no legal mind. I have no idea. My point is, the man had a DNR in place. They contacted his brother, and he told him, do not resuscitate. When my father was in hospice care before he died, the doctor sat down with us and explained the resuscitation process, and it can be pretty gruesome. They can break ribs. They can do internal organ damage. That's why a lot of times, a lot of people, will have a DNR in place because, they and the family don't want them to have to go through all that. If they're that close, if they're close to their time, they'd rather just, go in peace, which is what Dad did, thankfully. My opinion is, I think the family probably has grounds for a lawsuit because they violated his DNR. That's my opinion. Now, whether or not he stays in prison or not, I have no idea. I don't really care. I kind of agree with Scott. I have no dog in that fight. I mean, if he beat somebody to death, well, I really don't want to say, let him go. But that's just my whole thing. People throw that DNR thing around a lot. Now, I don't think they really understand what's involved, sometimes when they go to resuscitate somebody when they're ready to go like that.
Well, but a doctor's first reaction, Dave, you would agree with this, is going to be to try to bring this person back to life, to try to save their life.
Well, that's why the doctor sat down with us, like your previous caller was talking about, you know, when they're in ICU. Dad was in ICU. The doctor pretty much told us he's not going to, we can't fix him.
Yeah,
he was 91. He had a good life.
I just, but Dave, I don't know who you sue. I mean, I'm assuming the story says he collapsed in his prison cell, okay?
Right.
So he was probably brought either to the in-hospital or in-prison hospital or to a nearby hospital, at which point I would imagine the doctor in the emergency room, his first question is not, does he have a DNR? His first question is, what happened, and I've got to save this guy's ass.
Apparently, somebody had a question because they contacted his brother, and he told him, do not resuscitate.
Well, but who contacted the brother is
was,
the real question.
Scott, there was
I don't know all that. You know, that's all. I'm sure a good lawyer would find that out.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's just my opinion. You know, I mean, whether or not you let the guy go or keep him in prison, you know, I don't know.
All right, partner. Hey, glad we got you, buddy.
There's a case out of Colorado in the Denver Post where a 54-year-old sued for the exact same thing, just of what we're talking about here. He didn't sue
to be let out
to
of
be
prison,
let out.
But he sued because he was
Sued because he was resuscitated, and he's a convicted murderer. It says it wasn't that he isn't grateful. That's not the point. Quoting here, I have been wrongfully convicted. That's according to him. I've been called a baby killer. Death would be welcome relief. Even if you die, they drag your blank back to prison. The 54-year-old is asking for damages at the time over $1 million for the hell that now he has to live every day back in prison.
What about the hell of his victims' families?
Well, I mean, amen. He was the, and this is quoting from him, I was the Scott Peterson of Colorado, convicted of killing his pregnant wife, Lacey, and dumping the body.
No, I remember.
He was the Scott Peterson of Colorado. Similar case. So he says a life sentence for him is worth worse than death, and that's why he didn't want to be brought back.
Well, you know what is going to happen the next time he dies? We're going to call the Wambulance.
Wow.
576-7798.
There's a lady who's sure all it glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows.
Most overplayed song in all of rock and roll history.
With the word she can get what she
and completely stolen from a band called Spirit. Aaron.
Hey, guys. So did it say where this guy collapsed?
In his prison cell.
In his cell, I think, yeah.
Okay. So in when you're in prison, most likely, you do not have a driver's license on you. You're not allowed to wear jewelry that says a necklace or
correct.
A bracelet that says, hey, do not resuscitate or whatever. So the guards aren't going to know that. Most prisons are understaffed. Most likely the emergency staff that came is not a doctor, and they don't have access necessarily to their charts. The people that came were most likely like a react team.
Yeah, they're just packaging him up.
Yep. And so if they resuscitated him then, you know, he's got nothing. You know, he's got no leg to stand on there because they wouldn't have access to that information. They don't know who necessarily wouldn't even know what his prisoner name was unless it was printed on his shirt.
You're so right, Aaron. They don't even allow the guy who sued in Colorado. He said, I was not allowed to have the bracelet that said DNR on it.
Right. And so the other thing about this is, okay, so they brought you back to life, you know, this is what his claim is, when he had life in prison, so he should get out. Well, if I ever end up on death row, which I hope I never do, I'm going to write a resuscitation order, so when they kill me, they have to bring me back. And if not, then my family can sue. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, is it not?
Well...
I don't get to write a letter that says, "Hey, I feel like I've been in here long enough. You gotta let me go."
Right.
It doesn't make it right.
Right. Hey, Ron. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, my friend.
You too.
All right, be good, brother. Delaney and Archie. Delaney, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Well, my grandmother had terminal cancer. They didn't know it at the time, and when they operated on her, they found out it was the if air ever got to the cancer, it would grow, like, tremendously. She died 3 times on the operating table, and they brought her back to that. And they didn't even go out and tell my dad and my stepfather, grandfather, about it, because they had a do not resuscitate order.
You know, what I'm hearing from all of these calls, Delaney, is if you have that, you had better shout it from the rooftops and have it, you know, printed in triplicate and passed out to friends and family. And, you know, I don't know how else to avoid that, because when you're rushed to the hospital, at least under those scenarios, I think it's more likely than not that they're going to do what it is they do best, and that's try to save you.
But they knew she had cancer, and they had said before she went in, if it was terminal and could not be done anything about, and she dies, do not resuscitate. And they brought her back.
And you're arguing, Delaney, they knew that?
Yes.
Then why did they do that?
Because the doctors thought they might be able to. Well, let's just say like this: they wanted money out of a turnip, and if they kept her alive, she'd have to go through all that chemo crap that wouldn't save her. Didn't help her, and because they brought her back 3 times, it changed her metabolism, so she felt like she was freezing all the time, but if you touched her, she was hotter and all get out. Oh. But she was sitting there just shivering.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear about that. Lisa in Lee's Summit. Lisa, good afternoon. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
My mother was 45, and she lost her battle to cancer after 20 years. And for a long time, they worked on her. She always went in, she always came out. She went into the ICU. They'd work on her. The past, I think, 3 years, she decided that she didn't want it anymore. She was ready to, you know, she just did not want them to work on her anymore. She didn't want to have to go through all of it. And she got a do not resuscitate. And we were told by the ICU plenty of times after she had it that they couldn't do anything for her. They couldn't touch her because she had the do not resuscitate.
Hmm. All right. Haley in Kansas City. Looks like you get the last word. Haley, hello.
Hi, Haley.
Hey, hi, I have a problem with this because if they had time to call the brother, wouldn't they have time to look it up? And also, it costs so much money to keep people in prison. I think that was just like a bad part in their side. They could have saved so much money by just like researching and seeing if he had the DNR. It's so expensive to keep people in prison.
Haley, I was waiting for someone to bring up that argument. I was waiting for someone to say, look at all of the money that they are going to spend every single day for the rest of this man's life. When it was his wish to not come back.
But did they know? They have a brother on the phone saying, well, don't resuscitate him. Well, does brother really like the brother?
Yeah. And maybe they looked up their phone number.
Well, but I think you need more than that if you're going to...
Yeah.
If you're going to stop life-saving measures, you need more than a phone call.
If I'm a doctor, I'm not going to court on the, well, I didn't resuscitate him because his brother said not to. Well, doctor, did you know that his brother has been estranged for 40 years and he hates him?
And was the beneficiary of his life insurance policy?
I did not know that.
So they had time to pull up his file and see, like, his emergency contact?
No, not if you're coding.
I would imagine a doctor is not saying, nurse. Go look up and see if this guy's got it. I know he's coding. Shut up. I know he's
we
coding.
We have 4 minutes.
The brain can survive for 4 minutes without oxygen. Shut up. Look up the DNR.
It doesn't happen. I'm telling you, the only time this thing works is when you're in a nursing home or you've already been in the hospital.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Have a good one,
Haley.
Be
good, kiddo. I am positive an emergency room doctor, when they get a patient, regardless of who it is not screaming, nurse, do the research before I even bother.
Yeah.
And see if this guy's got a DNR.
I'm fairly certain that's correct.
Yeah. But doctor, he's been two minutes without oxygen. We've got 2 minutes more, and I'm pretty good at what I do. Look it up.
TikTok.
Yeah, let's go. Chop, chop. Time's less, running out.
Less talky, more looky.
Less talky, more looky. But doctor, he's coding.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.